I would say that there are a lot of advantages of migration in general. I really believe in migration as a concept, if you like. And also, I am really a big fan of the freedom of travel within the European Union. It enabled me to come to Britain. It enabled me to find a work as well and contribute. So I would say that migration has a lot of really positive advantages. A lot of people are coming here, are working, they're paying taxes. So obviously that's an important factor in terms of, you know, creating job opportunities. A lot of work undertaken by migrants often is, work which is maybe not that, you know, I would say, you know, exciting maybe, you know, working in warehouses, working in fields, working agriculture, you know, sector as well, you know. So those jobs are not very well paid, but they are also extremely important to be, you know, filled by our community, if you like. So migrants are very happy to do those kind of jobs because maybe often or sometimes the situation back home is not as good as it is here, and whatever they earn here is enough to kind of sustain their family, you know. So that's kind of one important aspect of migration, but there are many others.
When I think of migration, there's that term integration. And that seems like a key word for politicians when they're talking about migration. They all say it's all fine, migration's good, but there needs to be integration. Now, you came here from a country that wasn't this one. This has been very different for you, and you're now used to this way of life. Talk to me about integration and the difficulties that there might be, the challenges maybe that you went through, and the reason why it's important to perhaps remain friendly with your migrant community, but also branch out and become part of the wider community.
The media perception at the moment, I would say it's quite negative. When I decided to come to Britain, my English was, you know, good enough to get a job. A lot of people who are coming maybe still, you know, do not have a very good, you know, a grasp of English, which then means, you know, it creates, you know, a maybe, you know, social exclusion and, you know...
Let's just talk about that, actually, because that's very interesting. That's one of the things that we've seen in the news recently. We've seen the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, saying...
Yes, I've seen that as well,
migration's not bad, it's good, but people in this country must speak English. Yeah. When you moved over here, was it to Hertfordshire?
Yes, always.
So and you've always been in Hertfordshire?
Always in Hertfordshire, always in Wellington City.
Okay, so talk to us about... You arrived, your English was all right, but it could have been better. I mean, your English is fine now. How easy was it to get better? And was it easy to find places where you could help yourself to get better at your English or get support from others?
I was always trying to, you know, to encourage myself and, I don't know, my family as well to be part of the community, if you like. And it means, you know, to integrate. Do not forget your roots, okay? I am from Poland originally, and obviously that's my background, if you like. But if I make a decision to come to another country, you know, it is important to really be part of that community, your local, you know, networks, local society. You know, it's important, you know, to be aware of what is happening around you and create external, you know, relationships, not only within your community, but also outside of the community. Often it's not easy because, you know, coming to another country, you know, cultures different, traditions are different, you know, and but it's important, you know, to do those kind of things because, like, you know, looking at my own personal experience and my own journey, that drive and, you know, I would say a positive, you know, attitude towards integration helped me to get a better job, helped me to create, you know, many networks, and also enabled me to find a job which is really like my hobby, you know. So I'm basically working community sector or charity sector, and I could do it really free of charge because I love it so much. On the other hand, you know, migrants from EU countries, you know, they freely decide to come to Britain. We cannot forget about many other communities who are coming to Britain or almost are forced to come to Britain because of many difficulties which they are facing in their own countries. And I'll give you one example. I've been working a lot with, for example, Bosnian community. My wife originally is from Croatia. And as you know, just 20 years ago, we had a big conflict in ex-Yugoslavia. A lot of refugees and asylum seekers from Bosnia, they fled their country because it wasn't safe. A lot of their, you know, members of the family were murdered. And obviously they are, you know, perception of migration and, you know, the way they settled was completely different to mine. They didn't have a choice, you know, they had to go, otherwise they will be, you know, killed. So again, you know, there are different types of migration, as I said. And again, we cannot put all those migrants, if you like, to the one bag, you know.